Hello and welcome to episode 1 of the Optimal Being podcast. I am super excited that you're joining me on this journey. Before we kind of dive into the story behind the Optimal Being, I want to tell you a little bit more about myself. So my name is Abit Hedge, also known as the Optimal Being, which is the coaching company that I run. But I certainly was not that before. As a kid, I grew up pretty anxious. I suffered from quite severe social anxiety and lack of confidence, never feeling good enough about myself. And then eventually I got sick of it and I said enough was enough. I started taking ownership and responsibility for my life and the way that I felt. I was making changes in my diet, being a lot more conscious of what I was eating. I started exercising, lifting weights and going to the gym. And I also started meditating, and that really had a profound effect on my anxiety. Now, fast forward a few years, I'm at business school and I am plodding along, and it came to the time where I actually needed to get a placement job. So I was studying international business, and a placement job is essentially a 1-year job that you take in the middle of your degree. Now, at this point in my life, I was with the girl of my dreams, but we were in a long distance relationship. And if any of you have been there, I'm sure you know that it sucks. Now, she lived in New York in America and I was actually in the UK. And I knew that I had to get a job in America, otherwise we wouldn't be able to make it work. Now, when I told my university about my idea to find a placement in New York, they said it was impossible. They said no one had ever done it before, they didn't have any contacts there, and it was really difficult to get a visa. I started feeling really anxious again. My mind was making it really difficult to sleep. I was really stressed out about what I was going to do. Especially as at this point, I only had about a month or so to confirm my placement, and I had already got 2 great job offers, one from a big bank in Germany and another from a startup in Spain. And everyone was telling me to take these opportunities. Overall, I just felt really helpless and in a complete state of disempowerment. I hit a wall. I didn't know what to do. Should I take one of these amazing job offers, know that in the process I would lose my girlfriend, or should I persevere and try and make something work? At this point, I was introduced to Abraham Hicks and the Law of Attraction. At first, I laughed it off. How are affirmations, visualization, and positive mindset going to help me find a job? I don't have time for this. But I was really, really desperate. And I had no other choice. I watched video after video and put a plan into action. I started becoming a lot more positive about my chances of finding a job and believing that I would find a job and that it was waiting for me to claim it. I put an image of a random New York street as my desktop background, and I would just spend minute after minute throughout the day visualizing myself there. The smell, the sound of the traffic, the lights, etc. Trying to really get down in as much detail as possible. I saw that I was getting no traction with my university and with any of the jobs that I was applying for. I applied for over 100 jobs, I didn't even get one single response. So I started to actually reach out to my own personal network, anyone and everyone that I thought could help. I was about a week or two out from my deadline, and I actually managed to secure an interview with a company in Chicago. Now, it wasn't New York, it was far away from New York, but we both agreed that we can make it work. And it was amazing because I found out that I got the job. I was really, really excited, but then when they came around doing the routine checks, they declined me the job offer because I was too young. It was an events marketing company that specialized with doing events with alcohol companies. You had to be 21, and I was only a few weeks shy of being 21. I was still 20 at this time. So when I find out I didn't get the job, I was completely devastated. I didn't know what to do. And I thought, that's it. Like, I'm going to have to, you know, choose another one of these jobs, and I'm not going to be able to make it work. But something came over me, and I oddly felt a sensation of peace that I can't even describe, and that it was going to work out. The next day, I got an email from an old school friend I had reached out to. His dad ran a big, successful travel company, and they had just acquired a company, and they needed someone to do business development. And guess where it was? In New York. I couldn't believe it. We went back and forth with formalities, and he said the job was mine if I could get a visa. I was really, really close, but I was yet so far. I called the embassy and I found out that I had to have someone sponsor my visa, and I had to pay the fee all in 3 days, as then they actually cut off from accepting visas for the whole year. And guess what happened? In 3 days, everything fell into place. I found a company who would sponsor me. I had the funds needed. I went to the embassy. I managed to secure it a day before it closed off for the year. And I got the visa. Everything was in the bag, and I jetted off to New York, a month later. Now, this is where things get really, really magical. I have a few experiences in my life where I've kind of peeked behind the veil, so to speak. And this was definitely one of them. So I was in New York City, couldn't believe that I was there. And, you know, I was just walking around the neighborhood, getting familiar with the area. What had happened is that I was wandering around and I got lost in one of the lunch breaks. I didn't know where I was. I was standing at a traffic light. If any of you are familiar with New York, I was actually near the High Line. And when I looked up, my jaw dropped. I was standing in the exact same spot as my desktop picture, where I had spent hours visualizing. I'm getting chills as I'm reciting this story. I was absolutely gobsmacked, and it took me months to digest what had happened. After this experience, I really switched and realize that there are magical forces that you can interact with to hack your reality. I switched from being a disempowered person to someone who was empowered, knowing that this was out there. And I have since spent the last 7 years of my life researching anything and everything I could find to explain what had happened, whether that was the law of attraction or the power of the mind. And I stumbled upon the power of the subconscious. I traveled around the world. I spent tens of thousands of dollars learning from some of the best teachers on how we can hack our reality. Teachers from the likes of Bruce Lipton, the author of The Biology of Belief, to Gerard Adams, the millionaire millennial mentor. And I now exclusively focus on helping people step into their power, take control of their minds, become the best version of themselves, their own optimal being, and hack their reality. So I hope you enjoyed that story. That is definitely the moment in my life that brought me to do the work that I do. This podcast is really dedicated to those people who believe that there is more to life from what we've been told, that you do hold infinite potential within you and you can unlock your greatness. What I do now is I help people reprogram their subconscious blocks, limiting beliefs and traumas in minutes to give them their power back and so that they can show up as the best version of themselves. Understanding that you are only tapping into a very small percentage of who you truly are. And when you actually connect with your inner divinity and that magic within you, there is an aliveness that comes out, an explosiveness of life. And it is my absolute passion to see people and give people the tools to get in touch with that. If you like the sound of this, be sure to subscribe and check out the other episodes that are out. I'll continue to share my thoughts, my learning from my mentors, my teachers, and my clients throughout this series. If you want to find out more about how we can work together, check out theoptimalbeing.com. Thank you for tuning in.